This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Within 24 hours, the number of deaths globally from COVID-19 jumped from more than 315,000 to more than 318,000. The infection rate climbed to more than 4.8 million. In the United States, the death rate climbed to more than 90,000 with 1.5 million confirmed cases. China's president on Monday supported a call for an independent review of the global response to the coronavirus pandemic under the World Health Organization once the virus is under control, and he defended Beijing's own handling of the pandemic. In a video message to a virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, President Xi Jinping also pledged $2 billion over 2 years to help with the COVID-19 response. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, during a virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, called for the independent evaluation of the WHO's performance. U.S. President Donald Trump has led criticism of China and the WHO's handling of the crisis. Ghebreyesus added that the organization is committed to transparency, accountability, and continuous improvement. A company based in the U.S. state of Massachusetts says its experimental vaccine against the coronavirus has shown encouraging results in very early testing. Cambridge-based Moderna, Inc. said Monday that its vaccine triggered immune responses in 8 healthy middle-aged volunteers. The experimental vaccine generated antibodies similar to those seen in people who have recovered from COVID-19. And study volunteers and were given either a low or medium dose. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.